Without breaking stride, she snatched the bottle from the step just as old Mrs. Holland's groping fingers felt for it.
"Well, fuck a duck, Blackie," Mrs. Holland said. "I could have sworn I heard the bloody milkman."
Pulling her baggy green dressing gown around her thin frame, she squinted and looked blindly up and down the deserted street. The cat, a ginger stray, wrapped his body around her legs.
"For God's sake, Blackie, don't say me ears is going the same way as me eyes."
The cat purred. Shooing him in, Mrs. Holland closed the door and felt her painful way down the hallway. She patted a piece of wallpaper that was coming loose.
"Have to tell out Jack to get this clag back on, Blackie. Can't afford no new wallpaper."
Around the corner, Kerry stood with her back against Mrs. Holland's wall. She'd already downed 2/3 of the pint and was taking a breather before finishing the rest. Her blue eyes peered out from beneath a fringe in need of cutting and studied the Seahills estate in front of her. Kerry hated the Seahills, every bit as much as she hated her near-breastless chest. She hated it as much as she hated her mother, who was having a long-term affair with the bottle. Kerry hated her siblings, well, perhaps not Robbie so much, but she certainly hated every bugger else who lived on the damn estate. All she was interested in was her dream of one day running for England. God, then she would be miles away from the fucking Seals. She raised the bottle to her lips, and suddenly a voice she despised over all others said, "Give us a drink then, Kerry." Turning her head, she glared at the pair standing there and curled her lip.
"In your dreams, pig face," she said.
Stevie Masterton's face slowly turned a violent shade of red, which contrasted beautifully with his silver nose and eyebrow rings. Martin Rayner, whose face was permanently red anyhow because of the raging case of acne he was cursed with, grinned. Stevie moved closer.
"Just trying to be friendly-like." "You wouldn't know friendly if it stood up and slapped you right in your ugly mug, and you, farting Martin, on your bike!"
Stevie sneered while Martin ground his teeth together. A joke in assembly a few years ago had landed him with a nickname he hated. Quickly, Kerry downed the rest of the milk. Then, menacingly, she raised the bottle over her head. Stevie took another step towards her and then said, "Oh, come on, Martin, she's not worth the hassle. Are you, titless?" Kerry raised the bottle higher.
"Fuck off before I stand on you!"
Laughing, they broke into a trot and headed up towards Horton. Kerry was fuming. Her breasts, or rather the lack of them, were a definite sore point. These days it seemed that every girl she knew was, if not already fully formed, most definitely sprouting. "Bastards," she muttered. With a face guaranteed to scare the hardiest of folk, she threw the empty bottle over Mrs. Holland's wall and headed for home.